with Prince Albert Raiders coach Mark Cabshide. And, coach, first of all, take me back to the last game between these two teams here just last weekend. Your thoughts on that overtime game?
Well, it could have went either way. I liked the way our team played. That was our 3rd-and-3, and you guys had rest on Saturday, and we were a little bit tired. There's no doubt about that, but I liked the way our guys willed their way to win. We just didn't get the win, but you know, we could have easily bounced our way as the other way. I think Montgomery had a chance about 10 seconds before the winning goal, and it went in, and your goaltender made a good save, so we could end up with 2 points just as easy. So 3-3, we weren't happy with the result, but we weren't disappointed either.
Well, I thought your third period was impressive in that vein. The second, they jumped on you quite a bit, and maybe the early part of the third, but for a team that was at the end of a 3-3 and you know trailing in the game, you guys didn't wilt there in that situation at all.
Well, that's what we're trying to preach here, and that's what the guys want to be is, you know, we're not an excuse team. We're a reason team, and we had a great reason to win, and that was 3rd-and-3, and we were down in the third period, and we had every built-in excuse you could ask for to go away, and our guys just refused to, and we kept going and kept going, and we got that tying goal and got a point out of it, so it was good. You know, Swift's playing good. They've had recent success, and they're full of confidence, and when you play against a team like that, they have good energy and they're tough to play against.
And then you went in against Prince George in a pretty heated game and came up with a good win against a good team that's got a lot of offense. You held them to only one goal. How did you feel about that game?
Well, we liked it. We did some things which we had changed and talked about, and the guys really globbed onto it, and I thought we shut their speed down, and in the end we generated a lot of chances too, and it's been the story of us lately. We just are having a tough time scoring, and I think Stransky hit 3 posts, and eventually they'll go in, but we're creating a lot of chances and playing good defensively that game, and they're a physical team too, and we're a team that wants to be multi-dimensional and be a tough team to play against in this building, and I thought we did a good job in that area as well.
On coming off the little mini skid you had to have won 2 of your last 3 and had points in all 3 of the last 3 games, do you feel like you guys are trending in the right direction again?
Yeah, and that's what we want to be. Every team loses a couple here or there. We just don't want to turn it into a losing streak of kind of debilitating proportion. So we really come back, and I think that's what we want to be. We don't want to be a team that wallows in self-pity. We got to pick up our socks and win, and I think our guys have done a good job of that. Not looking for excuses or anything. We just got to find a way. Everyone has injuries. Everyone has down spells, but every day is a new day as well, and what's important is you rebound as quickly as possible and get a win.
That Olenek line had a couple goals for you guys against Medicine Hat. Gave you some spark in the third against the Broncos and a big tying goal. What have they been bringing to the table for you?
Well, they've got some good chemistry. Timmy Vanstone is Timmy Vanstone. He plays a certain way, and that's why he's our captain. And Olenek for a 9th-round pick was a good pickup for us. He's an older guy, but he has a good way about him. He's a good teammate, good player, loves the responsibility. And Luke Coleman is a young guy with lots of speed. So they've got some chemistry and some mojo there, so you really want to keep them together.
You mentioned generating lots of chances and just having to rely on the fact that the goals are going to come. At the same time, you know, is it good, you think, for you guys to some degree to be playing these close types of games, these playoff style games, and getting used to that, because that's going to be what it's going to be down the stretch?
Well, absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the things that us as coaches fall into is, you know, we're all good at teaching defense, but do we teach offense? And I think it's up to us coaches at times, too, to help just say, well, we're not scoring, we're not getting luck. Well, it's up to me as a head coach of the Raiders to help our guys devise a system to possibly score more goals. And we just can't sit there with our arms folded and expect the goals to come and the bounces to come. Maybe we can help them structurally some way to create more chances for them.
Do you see, I guess you're not going to break that down in total, but do you see some specific areas for you guys that you have to be better in to create more offense then?
Well, you know, we look at it technically all the time, what we can do to help our players, help them get more options and more opportunities, but not at the expense of giving up 10 odd man rushes a game either. So it's a fine line, and you have to know your personnel too, the type of team you are, and whether you can generate more or whether you expose yourself defensively, all those types of things. And then from the player's standpoint, you want to make sure that they're playing with players that are conducive to their skill level. Whether one guy's a shooter, well, then you got to have a passer with them. So all those things go into play, and you know, and that's what we pride ourselves in. The players, the coaches, we're all on the same page. We're a team, and we got to help one another in order to be successful.
It's been a very close season series. We talked about this last time. They've won 3 out of 4 against you guys. What do you think are some keys to having some success and breaking through against the Broncos here today?
Well, we got to win in overtime. You know, they've kind of handled us in overtime a little bit, but that's the way it goes sometimes. I mean, they're good teams, and, you know, it's junior hockey. You never know what you get until the game starts, and really it's a new day, and we're not too concerned about the past, whether we won all the games or lost all the games. And they're on a roll right now, and we think we're playing pretty good too, and should be a good game.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach.
Okay, thank you.